各位弟兄姊妹午安。
May God's peace be with you.
愿神的平安与你们每个人同在。
I want to share with you from the end, the book of 1 Peter, especially from chapter 5.
今天我要跟大家分享彼得后前书的最后一章。
The book of 1 Peter was a book written to the early Christians who were going through tremendous persecution.
彼得前书是写给当开始的这些基督徒，他们经过许多多的困难迫害。
And at the end of the book, chapter 5, as the Apostle Peter was winding down,
到了第五章的时候，这个彼得就开始要结束了。
He turns and focuses his attention on a very special group of people.
他现在把注意力对准了一些比较少的一些人。
He focused on the leaders of the church.
他是注重在教会的领袖身上。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because in difficult times, in challenging times, that's when leaders emerge.
因为在最困难的时候，就是这个领袖开始显现的时候。
It's in times like that, leaders, they rise up and they aspire people to follow them.
就在那种情况之下，有许多的领袖站起来，就在那边鼓励所有的其他的人。
Historians have consistently rated the presidents of the United States.
在有很多人就开始再看看美国一些最有影响力的总统。
They concluded that the three most influential presidents were these people.
他们认为这最有影响力的这个三位就是我们看到的这三位。
George Washington.
就是华盛顿总统。
Abraham Lincoln,
林肯总统
，Franklin Roosevelt,
罗斯福总统。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because they all have something in common.
他们都有一个共同的点。
They led the American people through the most difficult times in the history of the nation.
他们把美国历史上最困难的时候，他带领他们经过。
And that's why Peter, as he writes to the church in such difficult times that they were facing, he turns to this special group of people and he encouraged the leaders.
这就是为什么在这个最困难的时候，彼得把这个助力就放在这些领袖的身上，让他们能够鼓励他们。
He challenged them to step up and be the kind of leaders God wanted them to be.
他鼓励他们要站起来，成为神要他们成为的领袖。
So today, if you are in any sort of leadership position in the church,
今天如果你在教会里头是有任何有领袖领导的地位的那个弟兄姐妹的话，
This message is for you.
这个信息是给你的。
Not only that, if you are a parent, you are a leader.
或者是你是一个父母，你也是一个领袖。
You are an uncle, an auntie.
如果你是叔叔阿姨，你也是一
样。You are an older sibling.
你也许是在家里是比较年长的兄弟姐妹。
If you are a husband,
如果你是丈夫的话。
Did I cover everyone yet?
我有没有把所有人都讲了呢？
If you are a member of True Light, right?
如果你是真光教会的一员。
This message is for you.
这个信息也是给你的。
And I entitle today's message, Becoming a Godly Influence.
今天我的题目是怎么样变成一个敬虔的一个影响。
Because all of us want to make a positive impact in our lives, the people around us.
因为我们每一个人都愿意在我们生活当中能够变成一个正面的一个影响。
And I believe that is the vision of True Light Church.
我相信这是真光教会的一个意向。
So with that in mind, let's read today's passage, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 to 4.
这样我们来看经文是在彼得前书五章一到四节。
So let's read English first, and then we'll read Chinese.
我们先用英文来读，然后再用中文来读。
Verse 1.To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
我们中文一起来读。我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也必要辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
If you look carefully, the Apostle Peter gave three very specific instructions to the leaders on how to make a positive impact in the lives of others.
你注意读经文的时候，你就发现彼得他用三件事情来让我们知道怎么样成为一个正面的一个领袖。
Three times he said in today's passage, not this, but do this. Don't do this, but do this. Not this, but this.
在经文里头告诉我们说，不要这样，要这样，有这样的对比讲了三次。
The first thing really has to do with the attitude of our heart.
第一就是要看看你的这个你的动机。
Verse 2, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to.
第二节说，按着神的旨意，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
The first thing he wants us to do is to choose devotion over duty.
彼得要我们第一叫选择热爱胜过责任。
Let's be honest, in life, there's a lot of things we have to do, right?
在我们的人生中，我们有很多的事情我们是必须要去做的。
We have our duties as a Christian.
我们做一个基督徒，我们有一些责任。
As a parent,
我们做父母的也是有。
As a son or daughter,
我们是孩子也是有这个责任。
As an employee,
我们是一个雇员的话，我们也是有责任。
As a student,
我们是学生，我们也有责任。
As a citizen of the country,
如果我们是国家的公民，我们也是有责任。
And list goes on and on and on.
我们可以说很多很多。
But Peter is saying, hey, if you want to make a real impact, you got to change the have-tos to wants.
彼得说，你如果要成为一个正面的影响的话，你一定要要从你的责任变成你的喜好，不是你的心情。
Here's a phrase that will never change the world. I'm going to show you.
我们现在来看一个人家又讲的话。
A few words that will never help us to be the people godly influence on others.
这个我们常说的事情不能够带让我们成为这个虔诚的那个影响。
Let's look at this slide.
我们看看这个
It's that phrase. Do I have to?
是说我真的要这样子吗
？The attitude of Okay, I guess I'll do it if I have to.
那么我既然要做，那我就做吧。
Can you imagine Bruce Lee in the movie Enter the Dragon?
你看过李小龙的这个电影吗？
If he walked in there with the attitude of, do I have to do this? He probably would not made it, right?
如果他到了那个场地要打仗打的时候，他说我真的需要这样子吗？那他一定没办法的。
Or can you imagine David facing the 9-foot-tall Goliath, the giant?
你想到大卫他面对九尺的哥利亚的时候，他的心情是怎么样
？If he was to turn around and look at the Israelites, says, Come on, do I have to do this? He probably would not have won that war.
如果他回头跟这个以色列人讲说，我真的要这样子吗？可能这个仗就打败了。
That attitude that we have makes all the difference.
我们的态度就造成不同的影响。
When we come to church to worship God, and the worship leader says, "Come on, let's all raise our voices and sing to the Lord."
如果我们到教会，这个领事的人说，我们大声来赞美主吧。
Our God is great. Our God is good. He deserves our worship.
我们的神是这么伟大，他是这么好，我们应该来敬拜他。
Let's all stand. Let's lift up our voices.
我们一起起立，我们用我们的歌声来赞美他。
And if our attitude is one of, "Do I have to do this?"
如果我们的态度是说，我真的需要这样子吗？
God probably would not be pleased with our worship.
我想神一定不喜欢我们这样。
Romans chapter 12 tells us that we are to live as living sacrifices for God.
罗马十二章告诉我们说，我们要成为一个活祭。
Meaning our entire life is a worship service to the Lord.
就是我们一生就是在一个敬拜的一个生命。
If that's true, well, let's do a little bit of attitude check.
如果是这样的话，我们看看我们的这个动机到底是怎么样。
Through our everyday life, is our attitude one of duty or devotion?
所以我们的态度到底是我们的责任还是我们的热爱呢？
Do we say, "God, do I have to do this?"
我们是不是跟神说，我真的需要这样子吗？
Or is our attitude, "Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity"?
还是说我们说主啊，谢谢你给我这样一个机会。
Have you ever had someone do something to you because they had to do it?
你有没有这种经历，就是有些人做一些事情是因为他必须要去这样做。
We're like, don't do it, please, take it back, we don't need it.
可是你会讲说，算了算了，你根本不要做吧。
I actually saw a homeless person one time. Some people were making fun of him, and they kind of threw a quarter at him.
我看到一个无家可归的人，那么有人就取笑他，把钱丢在他前面。
The homeless person actually said, "Take it back. I don't need it."
这个无家可归说，你拿走，我不要你的钱。
Can you imagine our attitude before God, and we do things for Him because we feel like we have to?
我们想想个神的反应是怎么样，他如果说我们做的事情说我们必须要去做，那么神是不是怎么样感觉呢？
And God is telling us, hey, if we want to be people who want to make an impact in this world, in the lives of the people in our lives, we must choose devotion over duty.
如果我们真的愿意成为一个这个世界的影响的话，我们就必须要选择热爱胜过责任。
There's a beautiful story in the Bible that illustrates this point.
在旧约里头有一个故事，就给我们一个很大的启示。
It's the story of Jacob falling in love with Rachel.
就是雅各他深爱的这个拉结。
And Jacob went to his future father-in-law, Laban, and asked for permission to marry Rachel.
所以雅各去到他未来的岳父那边，就希望能够娶他的女儿拉结。
But Laban made Jacob work for 7 years in order to get Rachel.
可是拉班却要雅各为替他做工7年才把拉结嫁给他。
Look at this verse. So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but the 7 years seemed like only a few days to him. Why? Because of his love for her.
我们看看这部经文说，雅各就为拉结服侍了7年，他因为深爱拉结，就看这7年如同几日。
Do you see? Here is somebody who was driven by devotion and not by duty.
这边就让我们看见有一个人，他的动机是因为他爱。
And because of his devotion, because of his love, he was willing to do whatever it takes.
因着他的热爱，他爱这个拉结，所以他很高兴的就去做这件事情。
The truth is that many of us, we are feeling resentful right now.
现在我们也许有一点有点抱怨。
Because most of our life is duty.
因为我们生命好像很多都是责任。
You have to go to school.
你必须要去上学。
You have no choice.
你没有其他的选择。
Your career is going nowhere.
你的工作是越来越糟糕。
Your marriage, you feel stuck in your marriage.
你总是觉得在这个婚姻中就这么一回事了。
Parents of young children, day in, day out, you feel so, you're not getting anywhere because you have so much to do.
父母们就好像觉得说事情太忙，都没有办法做任何意义有意义的事情。
And you're just tired. Life is wearing you down.
你就觉得很辛苦，这个生命就好像一个枷锁一样。
And in times like that, it seems like the only thing that you could change is the circumstance where you want to change your circumstances.
在这种情况下，我们就想要把环境要改一改。
Let me get out of this marriage.
让我离开这个婚姻。
Let me get out of this career. Let me change my job.
我把从这个工作中，我换一个工作。
But today God wants to remind us there is another option.
今天神给我们一个提醒说，我们有另外一个选择。
We can love our spouse.
我们可以爱我们的配偶。
We can enjoy our work.
我们可以享受我们的工作。
We can love life.
我们可以这个喜欢我们的生活。
By changing our attitude.
来改变我们的态度。
And this is the prayer that we need to pray.
这个就是我们每个人必须有的祷告。
Lord, this is so hard and I don't feel like it right now.
主啊，今天这个环境实在是不是我想要的。
But I am willing to be made willing.
但是我愿意，能够愿意。
I am willing, Lord, to be made willing.
我愿意让你使我愿意。
Change my attitude from duty to devotion.
让我的态度从责任变成一个热爱。
Let's look at the second advice that Peter gave us.
现在我们看看彼得给我们的第二个建议。
Verse 2, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve.
也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
He's telling us to choose giving over getting.
他告诉我们选择给予胜过获得。
To paraphrase President Kennedy, what he said, ask not what I can get, but what I can give.
我们把甘乃迪总统的一个名言把它改一改说，不是要我能得什么，而是我能给什么。
There are generally two types of people in the world.
在这世界上有两种不同的人。
People who get from you and the people who give to you.
有些人从你那边得到，有些人能够给你。
Can you identify first the getters from your life?
你可不可以想到在你生命中有些是要来从你身上取得的那些人？
People who take things from you, people who take your time.
人从你身上拿了东西或者把你的时间花掉。
They take your energy, they take your resources, they take your help.
把你的精力，把你的健康拿走。
That's okay, because we're supposed to help them.
那个其实是好的，因为我们有时候必须要帮助别人。
But the thing is, they don't give anything back to you.
但是问题是这些人光拿不给。
They are like a sponge. You know what sponge does? They just keep absorbing, absorbing, and they never let go.
就有点像海绵，它海绵光是吸，但是它不会放出来。
And you feel so drained by being with these people.
当你与这些人在一起的时候，你总是觉得你很干。
They suck energy from you.
他把你的精力全部都吸走了。
After you spend time with them, you feel so tired.
你跟他花时间的时候，你会发现你好累。
You know people like that in your life?
你在你生命中是不是知道有这样的人呢？
And then they are the givers.
然后又那些是专门给你的人。
People who give to you, people who build into your life.
这些人帮助你，他能够协助你在生命当中。
They encourage you and they look out for your interests.
他们就鼓励你，然后他为你的好。
They genuinely love you and care about you.
他真心的爱你，真心的关怀你。
After you spend time with them, you feel rejuvenated.
当你跟这些人在一起的时候，你总是觉得非常的新鲜。
You feel so refreshed and you feel so encouraged and you're ready to go on and take on the world.
你就会觉得你非常的好，你就会愿意去面对这个世界。
Let me ask you a question. Are you a getter or are you a giver?
我现在问你，你是拿的呢，还是给的人？
The Apostle Peter said, hey, if you really want to make a positive impact in this world, choose giving over getting.
彼得说，如果你要成为一个这世界的一个正面的影响的话，你要选择做一个给的人，不是拿的人。
When we think of leaders, we think of people in high positions. We think of people who order people around.
我们常常想领袖的时候，他们在这个很高的位置，他们总是命令别人做事。
Like Donald Trump. You're fired! You're fired! You're fired!
好像 Donald Trump, 他总是说你被炒鱿鱼了。
But God says, hey, if you want to be a true leader, a godly leader, then you need to be a servant.
但是神告诉我们说，你要真的做一个这个领袖的话，你必须要像仆人一样。
That is so different from the world that we live in.
在我们今天活的这个世界里头的想法是非常不一样的。
Let's look at some verses, what the Bible says about this. Acts chapter 20, verse 35.
我们看看圣经里头一些这个话。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更有福。
This is very different from the philosophy of this world.
今天这个社会这些哲学是跟圣经是非常不一样的。
John chapter 12 verse 25, anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
约翰福音讲说，爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
Mark chapter 10, verse 43-44. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first must be slave of all.
马可福音那边说，只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。
And God is calling us to be servant leaders. He wants us to lead by serving.
神要我们成为一个这个服侍人的领袖。当我们服侍人的时候，我们就显示我们这是一个领袖的一个地位。
Wherever we are, no matter what we're doing, wherever we are, God wants to see us serving the people around us.
无论是我们在哪里，神要看我们成为一个服侍人的人。
Servants don't serve because they're given a position, a title. Servants serve all the time.
仆人不是因为他有一个地位、一个名衔，他就服侍，而是他随时都服侍。
Every year in our church, we go through this process of deacon nomination.
每一年我们教会都有这个执事的提名。
And every year we nominate people to these different areas of service ministry in the church.
每年在各不同的岗位上，我们就提名一些人做执事。
Do we have deacons in this church or co-workers?
We do.
Deacons? Yeah. Okay. So the word deacon actually means servants.
执事其实它的意义就是仆人的意思。
Now think about that. God wants us to be servants.
所以神要我们做仆人。
Sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that, hey, if we elect so-and-so and give them the title deacons, then they will start serving.
我们常常有个错误的观念，我们就把一些人啊，把他提名，让他成为执事，那么他就开始会服侍了。
These people, that person, he's very talented, but he's not very active in the church. But let's give him the title deacon. Maybe he will be more involved in the church.
这个人他很有才干，那么但是他在教会里都好像不太活动。我们不如就让他成为执事，那么他就会开始服侍了。
That is not biblical.
其实这个不太合乎圣经。
The Bible says if they don't already have a servant attitude, if they are not already serving, then they should never be leaders.
其实圣经告诉我们，如果这些人他没有真的愿意服侍的时候，这些人其实他们不是领袖。
Because a true leader in the Bible's sense is a true servant.
因为在圣经里头，那个真正的领袖其实就是服侍人的人。
So let's look at these quotes. In the body of Christ, you never become a servant by being made a leader. You become a leader by being a servant.
所以在基督的身体里头，不是因为你被指定为领袖，你就变成了仆人了，而是说你是一个仆人，所以你就成为了领袖。
Outside of Christ, you love to lead, but in Christ,You lead to love.
在基督外，你喜欢成为一个领袖，但是在基督里的时候，你用爱去领导。
Jesus said to Peter, "Do you love me?"
耶稣问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
He said, "Yes, Lord. You know that I love you."
彼得说：“主，你知道我爱你。”
Jesus said, "Well, then."Feed my sheep, serve my people.
耶稣就说，牧养我的羊，要照顾我的羊群。
I believe all of us want to do great things for God.
我想我们每个人都愿意为对神做大事。
All of us said, "Sign me up, God. I want to serve you."
有人说，主啊，我愿意来服侍你，你拣选我吧。
I want to make an impact for your kingdom.
我愿意为你的国度来造成影响。
Jesus said, "Serve my sheep."
主耶稣说，你服侍我的羊。
And Jesus wants our service to Him be characterized by our love for Him.
耶稣要我们用我们的爱来表现出我们的侍奉。
I hope all the leaders, all the servants in the church, may everything we do be a natural outflow of our relationship with God.
愿意在教会里头所有的领袖们，你服侍的时候，其实是表现你跟神之间的那个爱。
Let's look at the last advice in verse 3.
我们再看第三个建议。
Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being an example to the flock.
也不要辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
So he's telling us to choose being an influence over being in control.
所以他是说，选择成为一个影响，胜过你在那边控制。
We make the most influence, impact in people's life, not by lording it over them, not by controlling them, but simply by leaving a good example for them to follow.
我们对一个团体不是因为我们这边辖制控制他们，而是说我们成为一个影响。
And right here in verse 1, the Apostle Peter gave us a good example.
所以在第一节的时候，彼得就给我们一个榜样。
Verse 1, he said, To the elders among you, I appeal to you as a fellow elder.
在说我做长老的，做基督受苦的见证，我做一个榜样。
He's the great apostle Peter.
他是那个大彼得这个神的这个门徒。
Peter was the leader of the disciples, the leader of the 12.
彼得是十二个门徒里头的领袖。
The one who saw with his very own eyes the transfiguration of Jesus Christ.
他亲眼看到耶稣改变形象。
He spoke face to face with the resurrected Lord.
然后耶稣复活的时候，他面对面与神与主耶稣谈话。
He's the great apostle Peter.
他是这个使徒里面大的使徒。
But here in verse 1, he said, "I appeal to you as a fellow elder." He says, "I'm just one of you. I'm no big deal. I'm just one of you."
所以在这个时候，他告诉人说：“我是长老，跟你们一样，我没有什么了不起的。”
He says, "Don't lord it over them. Be an example."
不要辖制你的羊群，成为他们的榜样。
And it's kind of like this cartoon, Dilbert's Boss. Some of you have seen Dilbert's Boss.
我们看这个卡通里头有个人叫 Dilbert， 他的老板。
Okay, so the boss says, "I have decided to use humor in the workplace."
这个老板说，我在这个公司的时候，我准备要用一些幽默。
Experts say humor eases tension, which is important in times when the workforce is being trimmed.
因为在这个要开始解雇人的时候，用幽默的话，可能他们就这个比较好一点。
He's about to fire some people.
他准备要炒一些鱿鱼，人炒鱿鱼。
So he said, "Knock, knock."
他就说 "Knock, knock."
And the person being fired says, "Who's there?"
然后这个。我们就熟悉的就是说，当人讲 knock knock 的时候，另外就是说 who's there?
And he said, "Not you anymore."
他就说，哎，你不会在这边了，你哈哈哈。
Can we see the third slide? Yep, not you anymore. You're fired.
你被解雇了，你以后不要来了。
Apostle Peter said, "Don't be a jerk. Don't lord it over them."
这彼得说，你不要做这样的混蛋。
Harry Gordon Selfridge was a founder of one of the leading department stores in London.
这位先生是在伦敦里头，他是专门帮助这些卖东西的这公司的。
This was back in the early 1900s. He always had a heart for the poor and the needy.
他是大概二十世纪初的一个英国的人，他总是。对这个贫穷人有心。
He was a spokesman for women.
他是对女性是一个代言人。
And his life goal was to be the founder of his company was that he would not be the boss of the company, but that he would be a true leader.
他就想他在公司里头并不是一个老板，而是一个真正的领袖。
So listen to his words of wisdom, how he compares the boss and a true leader.
我们看他这个有智慧的言语，就是讲到这个老板跟这个领袖之间不同的地方。
He said the boss drives his men, but the leader coaches them.
老板总是指使人去做事，而真正的一个领袖呢，就是。
The boss depends on his authority, the leader on goodwill of his people.
老板总是依靠他的权威，但是真正的领袖的话，他是有一个好的一个心肠。
The boss inspires fear, but the leader inspires enthusiasm.
这老板总是要人怕他，可是这个领袖的话，总是要挑起人的。
The boss says I, but the leader says we.
老板总是说我，但是领袖说我们。
The boss fixes the blame for the breakdown, but the leader fixes the breakdown.
当有事情发生的时候，老板总是抱怨，但是真正的领袖他会把那个问题把它改正。
The boss knows how it's done, but the leader shows how.
老板总知道说怎么做事，可是真正的领袖总是让示范，让人家知道。
The boss says, "Go," but the leader says, "Let's go. Let's do it together."
那么老板总说你去，可是领袖总说我们一起走。
Boy, how many of us love to work for a boss like that, right?
你喜不喜欢为这样一个老板做事呢？
The great leader, not seeking control, not seeking power, not seeking to dominate, but just to influence people.
真正的一个领袖不会去控制，不会去抓权力，而是去影响。
So today, no matter who you are and what your title is,
不论你是谁，你有什么样的领衔。
You may not be in the position of control and power.
也许你不是在那个有权力、有控制的这样一个地位。
But you can always be a positive influence, no matter what your position is.
但是不论你是在怎么样一个位置上，你都可以成为一个正面的一个影响。
Let me end by this story. Barbara Glanz gives customer service seminars for grocery stores frontline people.
那么这个 Barbara 呢，她是帮助这些这个雇员们呢，怎么样来照顾这些客户。
So she trains the checkers, the baggers, the stockers how to make the customers feel special.
就在这些超市里头，怎么训练那些收钱的，这个帮你装这个包装的这些人。
So one time after she gave a motivational talk in a seminar at a Safeway store in North California.
那么有一次在北加州一个 Safeway， 他给了一个演讲。那个能够鼓励人的这个演讲之后
，And you know she says things like common sense to most of us. You know, smile and ask how people are doing, how's their day going, and shake their hands. Common sense like that.
他就把一些所有人都知道的，就说你要对客户那个常常微笑，常常问候这些我们大家都知道的事情。
So when she was done, most people just gave her kind of a polite applause.
所以当他讲完以后，所有人都给他一个很礼貌的这个鼓掌。
One person took it to heart.
但是有一个人他就存在心里。
He's a 19-year-old bagger at Safeway with Down syndrome.
这位就是他是这个19岁，他有这个蒙古症的这样一位这个他帮专门帮人包装的。
So his name is Johnny.
他的名字就是叫 Johnny.
Johnny came up to her after the seminar and he says, "I have an idea. I've got an idea how to make my customers feel special."
他就说我有一个想法，我可以让这个我的客户都觉得非常不错。
Barbara said, "Well, yeah. What is that?"
他就说，哎，是什么呢？
Johnny said, "I'd like to collect these quotations."
我愿意去把那些名人所讲的话。把它收集起来。
And what I want to do is I want to type them up on pieces of paper.
我就把它打出来，放在一些小纸条上。
Yes, just kind of like cut them up and make copies of them like fortune cookies.
好像那个 fortune cookie 里的那些词一样。
And I am going to put a quotation in each bag that I bag.
所以我从此以后我会把这些名人的话就。放在每一个客户的这个袋子里头。
So Barbara says, "Okay, let me know how it goes."
Barbara 就半信不疑，就说：“好吧，你就做做看，然后让我知道结果是什么。”
Well, sure enough, that's what he did. He each bag that he bagged, he would put a quotation of the day, and then he would say to the customers, "Don't forget to look at your quote."
那么。所以他就每一次帮人包装的时候，他就放这样一个这个话语，然后跟他讲说：“你不要忘记看我今天给你的这段话。”
Three weeks later, the manager of that Safeway called Barbara.
3个礼拜以后，这个经理就打电话给这个 Barbara 了。
She said, Barbara, your seminar created an issue in our store.
所以你在我们做这演讲的时候，你给我们这个 Safeway 啊，造成了很大的麻烦。
Because now, all the customers are always in Johnny's aisle.
现在所有的客户每次排队就排在 Johnny 那条线上。
And when I try to usher them to different aisles, they would refuse.
我说，哎，你们到别的那个。这个凯瑟那边去，可是他们都不愿意。
They insist on being Johnny's aisle because they wanted Johnny's quote of the day.
他们不愿意去别的地方，因为他们愿意拿到这个 Johnny 给的这个字。
One of the customers told the manager.
那么有一个客户就跟这个经理就这样说了。
I used to shop here once a week.
知道吗？我常常本来每个礼拜来一次。
But now I come here every day because I want to get my quote of the day.
但是我现在每一天都来，因为我每天都愿意得到今天的那个话语。
In fact, the manager told Barbara that now every employee in the store they want to be like Johnny.
所以这个经理就跟这个所有的这个雇员就讲，你们应该学 Johnny。你们应该做同样的事。
And so the employees, for example, like in the floral department, they're supposed to throw away those flowers that's been there a little too long.
那么在这个花的这个部门的时候，他们常常把这些花就丢了。
And instead of throwing those flowers away, the employees would go to the old ladies and the little girls and they would pin the flowers on them and make them feel very special.
他们就会找那些年老的这妇女，就把这个花就把它放在这个胸口。
Let me ask you a question. Was Johnny in control?
我想问你一个问题，这个 Johnny 他是不是有很多的这个控制呢？
Was he in a position of power?
他是不是有这个权力的这个地位呢？
Not at all.
完全没有。
But was he an influence to people?
但是他有没有成为别人的影响呢？
Absolutely.
绝对是。
Apostle Peter said, "Don't lord it over them, but be an example to them."
彼得说，你不要辖制人，而成为他们的榜样。
It is said that the measure of a great leader is not how many people are under him.
有人讲，这个好的这个领袖，不是因为在他的手下有多少人。
But how many people are behind him following his example?
而是说在他的后面有多少人跟随他。
And who is the ultimate example of a true leader?
真正领袖的最大的一个榜样是谁呢？
I think of that story in John chapter 13.
我就想到约翰福音十三章的那个故事。
When Jesus and his disciples, they were about to eat, but there was no servant in the room.
当耶稣跟这门徒准备要吃的时候，却没有仆人在他们当中。
No one was there to wash their feet.
没有人在那边帮他们洗脚。
And of course, the disciples, they weren't about to do that because they were arguing with each other who would be the greatest in the kingdom of God.
这个门徒他们绝对不会做这件事，因为他们在争吵说，在天国里头到底是谁最大。
And it was at that time, Jesus stood up and he took off his outer clothing and he wrapped around his shoulder, his waist, and he knelt down and he washed his disciples' feet.
正在这个时候，耶稣就把他的外衣脱掉，然后把这个毛巾裹上，然后蹲下来替他的门徒洗脚。
You can only imagine the impression that must have left on his disciples' heart.
我们可以想象这些门徒们当这个耶稣做这件事的时候，他们是有什么样的想法？
Whoa, what are you doing? You are our master. You are our leader.
他们想说，怎么可能？你是我们的老师，你是我们的领袖，怎么可以做这些事？
You're not supposed to do something like a servant, a lowly servant would do.
你不可能做了一些很卑微的这个仆人做的事。
But this is what Jesus said to them. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet.You also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
耶稣说，我是你们的主，你们的夫子， 尚且洗礼你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了一个榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Before I end today's message, I want to speak a word of encouragement to those of us who are faithfully serving.
今天在这个时候，我愿意跟这个在座的这个忠心的侍奉的这些弟兄姐妹，我给你们一个鼓励。
You are doing your very, very best. You're trying your hardest to be a positive, godly influence on the people that God has assigned you.
你已经很努力地做了一些事情，就是要成为你周遭人的这个正面的影响。
But you're very tired.
但是我知道你们都很累。
But you are on the verge of burnt out.
也许你就快要这个干不下去了。
You're trying so hard over a long period of time, and you see no results.
你做了半天，总是好像没有什么结果。
Look at this passage, verse 1 and 4.
让我们看看第一节跟第四节。
The Apostle Peter begins and ends today's passage with the glory, coming glory of God.
彼得在第一节跟第四节都同时讲到那个将要显现的荣耀。
He is comforting the leaders that even though the work that they're doing may not be glamorous,
他在这边鼓励这些长老们，他们做的事情可能不是很显耀。
And nobody is applauding them. Nobody is saying to them, "Oh, you're doing a great job. Keep it up."
没有人在那边鼓掌说你做得好。
But the Apostle Peter says, one day, count on it, God will acknowledge your work.
但是他说不要紧，有一天神要那个知道。
God will acknowledge your work. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
神说你所做的不是这个没有什么用，因为有一天神要奖励。
So my brothers and sisters,Those of you who are trying, working hard, don't give up.
所以在我们当中，你们努力的人千万不要灰心。
Parents, husbands, wives, teachers, leaders, elders, don't give up.
父亲、母亲、这个老师、丈夫、妻子，你千万不要灰心。
Keep on keeping on.
继续的。做继续的做
Because one day you will hear these words from the chief shepherd himself.
因为总有一天你会得到那个牧长的奖赏。
My good and faithful servant, come and enjoy your master's happiness.
忠心又良善的仆人来到主人面前，那个享受那个福分吧。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, his example for us.
耶稣，我们感谢你，你的儿子耶稣基督给我们做了一个非常好的榜样。
He humbled himself and became a servant.
他谦卑地成为一个仆人。
He served people like us.
他就像我们一样地来服侍人。
He died on the cross for our sins.
他为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
He poured out his life for our sake.
他为着我们将他的生命倾倒。
Lord Jesus, we do not deserve any of it.
主啊，我们真是不配这一切。
We did not do anything to earn it.
我们没有任何做任何事情使得我们能够赚到这样的恩典。
So once again, we humble ourselves before you.
所以我们来到你面前，谦卑下来。
May we live out the perfect example of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们能够活出耶稣基督那个完美的榜样。
May we rely on your love and your power in us.
让我们能够仰望你的爱跟你的能力。
May we also be a servant.To those around us.
使得我们成为我们周遭的人的这个仆人。
May we serve in the name of Jesus.
让我们能够奉主耶稣基督的名来侍奉。
May we truly become a true light in this dark world.
让我们成为这个在这个黑暗世代的一个真光。
So that people can see you.
所以人家能够借着我们看见你。
And they could come to you.
就能够来就近你。
And give glory to you.
将你的荣将荣耀归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.